Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the weekly show where we discuss our favorite things from popular culture. My name is Troy.
And my name is Cade.
And we are back.
We're back, baby.
We're back, baby.
Back with a vengeance.
We are back to the future.
back with obesity.
Back with obesity.
Yeah.
You never left.
No.
You can't be back to something you never left. We are back. It's like we never left. Episode 201.
Absolutely not.
here's my theory about what happened.
Okay.
We're psychic.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to say we're psychic.
But we're psychic. Yeah.
We're definitely psychic. And we just knew that 2020 was going to be that year that we just didn't want to be around. So we're like, you know, that's it. Let's get out of here. Let's get out of here for a year. And we've come back bigger and better than ever.
Yes. Mostly bigger from lockdowns.
From quarantining. But yeah, hey, it is what it is, isn't it?
That, mate, that's 2020 in a nutshell right there.
2020 in a nutshell, it is what it is. But yeah, so this is Comic Confidential 2.0?
Yeah, let's say
1.1.
The first 200 episodes were...
That was a test run.
Yeah, that was a test run. They were beta episodes.
This is the actual alpha that you're going to get.
Yeah.
This is
Comic Confidential Alpha Edition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess there are a few changes that are coming.
A few.
With the show. An introduction of not one, but two new hosts.
Oh, boy.
That's four hosts.
Is that wrong? Saying, boy.
Oh, but no, it is. It should be oh, girl, or. Whatever.
Oh, women.
Oh, lady.
Yeah.
Oh, brother, where art thou? Yes, we are going to have two hosts, extra hosts. It's going to be myself. It's going to be Cade. And we're also going to have Amy and Rachel joining us from the Fangirling podcast. Not on this show, not on this particular episode, but they will be joining the Comic Confidential show as a whole. Fangirling is no more.
It's gone.
It's gone. Great mates.
Remember that?
No more. We are all coming together to combine to be one like... podcasting super group.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I want to, if we start a band.
Yes.
We could be five.
A drummer.
Well, you could be the drummer, but remember how five started and they had five people, then they just lost that one person and get themselves called five?
Well, you can't. Can't very well change your name to four, though, can you? It's like every time. And then you gain another member and you have to go back to five.
I don't know.
And everyone's just very confused.
I think they should have taken like a real alpha move because, you know, this is what all this podcast is about.
Yeah.
Is that's the tone for today's alpha.
Alpha.
They should have called themselves six and gone one better.
They just like not even have six members, you mean?
Yeah.
They got four members.
But
they call themselves, you could call yourselves like two squared.
Ooh. No? Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, two squared.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean. Five haven't been around for about 40 years.
At least.
About as long as Comic Confidential has.
Yeah, I think so.
So, it works out well.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, let's talk about what we're going to talk about for this week, the first episode back for Comic Confidential, the first episode of 2021, now that we have 2020 vision, or...
Well, I don't know where you're going with
you know
that.
What you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
2020 hindsight. That's not
thing. Wow.
Anyway, 2020 is in our rearview mirrors behind us, and we thought, hey, it might go well as an episode to go back and have a look at the best and maybe some of the worst moments in pop culture in 2020.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like this list might be short, but I'm totally down for it. So how do you want to do this? You want to call them like hits or misses or hit. Oh, what was the rating that we had? Hit or shit?
Hit or shit.
Yeah.
We can call it hit or shit. Okay, let's do that. It's throwing me a little bit because that's not how I prep.
No,
but we're going to do that. We're going to do hit or shit. We're going to do it on the fly. Wouldn't be Comic Confidential if we weren't doing shit on the fly.
That's right.
So what about the year 2020 in television? Hit or shit?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Thanks.
I'm going to say purely a hit for one show.
Oh, purely hit for one show.
Yeah. Because that's about all I really got to watch.
Oh, come on now.
For 2020. And I feel like I watched this one show both seasons.
You did not. I bet you have watched more than one show.
No.
And as soon as you are finished saying whatever you're saying, I'm going to tell you another show and you're going to go, yeah, I fucking watch that.
Okay, I bet you're wrong.
Okay, go.
Okay, so Mandalorian.
Oh, absolutely.
That made 2020, like, livable.
That's the only thing.
Like, put the noose away. Mandalorian's there. Season 3 is coming, baby.
If it wasn't for that finale, it would have been over.
I was putting the last loop in.
Oh, God. Okay, that's fine. We'll talk about that in a second. But what about The Boys Season 2?
Oh, okay. You got me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you got me good up there, mate. You got me real bloody good. The Boys
I know more about what you've watched than you bloody will.
Yeah, absolutely. No, The Boys... outstanding.
Yeah.
I fucking love
it. Great TV.
I love that bloody TV show. It is so damn good.
It is.
I feel like they don't really have any filler. It's literally all killer in that.
It's the Linkin Park hybrid theory of TV shows.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I feel like Linkin Park could almost be the soundtrack to that TV show. It's pretty full on.
There was a moment in that season that I was kind of like, it was early on. It was probably about episode 3, maybe episode 3 or 4-ish.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, you know, they were doing the stuff with the deep and stuff like that I wasn't really too much of a fan
actually,
of.
Actually, you know, to like, that didn't really pay off anything either.
It didn't. It didn't pay off anything. But to be fair, the rest of the show was amazing.
Yeah, totally.
But I think it is very hard to go past the Mandalorian season 2 when you're talking about, like, you know, things that have just, you know, blown 2020 out of the water. And you look at that show and you go, the amount of, like, fan service that they're giving the fans and things like that by throwing all of these things. I don't know if we can surely we can talk about it.
Yes. If you listen to a podcast like this and you haven't watched the Mandalorian,
what's wrong with you?
Well, that's a beta move.
That ain't no alpha move, dog.
No.
You need to step up your Greek alphabet.
Yeah, that's game right.
Or something. So anyway, it's you know, you had Boba Fett.
Yes.
You had Ahsoka Tano.
So good.
You had bloody Luke Skywalker.
I saw a green lightsaber, but that's all I cared about.
Everything was really good. It was amazing. It's just that CGI.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you can't win it all.
It's TV money, and I will take good plot and good story over good CGI. Man.
Absolutely taking nothing away from it. It was fantastic.
They could have had, like, a fucking picture sticky taped to someone's face. And I'll be like, don't care. I know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I'm down for this.
Yeah.
Give me more. but there were also other shows. We had the Umbrella Academy season 2, which I don't believe you've caught up on.
No, I haven't even seen season 1 of that yet.
Oh.
Man, it's like it's on my radar.
Yeah.
But Netflix does this thing, right, where it just keeps wanting me to watch Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, come on now. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. And how do I say no to Unsolved Mysteries?
Isn't Unsolved Mysteries on Amazon Prime?
But Netflix also have it.
Okay.
And Netflix are, like, redoing it.
That's too many unsolved mysteries.
I don't know. Is that a mystery in itself?
Who has the rights to unsolved mysteries?
Yeah, pretty much. And it's actually so weird because it's funny you say that because I was like, this spins me out. So I jumped on the Unsolved Mysteries website.
Oh, my God.
And it says, you can watch this part here and then this part here and then this part here. Unsolved Mysteries is on, like, 4 different platforms.
That's because they're desperate to get it into people's eyes because no one other than you watches it.
I don't know. I think just people are wanting mysteries solved, mate.
Mate, they're unsolved mysteries from the bloody 90s.
Yeah, makes them
scarier. They're still not solved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What about that 80-year-old killer that's still out there? He'll be
I want solved mysteries. 130
years old now.
I want solved mysteries.
That there is. There's a show out there called Forensic Files that shows you how they solve all the mysteries with forensics.
Brilliant.
Amazing.
Okay. All right. Stop watching that trash.
Nah, I can't.
And start watching The Umbrella Academy.
No, I'm a basic bitch. I jump on Netflix and it's just like, ooh, you might like this. And it's like,
you're right.
You're right, Netflix. I will.
What about Cobra Kai?
I've never been into it, man. Oh, yeah. Me. Well, you see, I wasn't never really a big Karate Kid fan. So, for me, that's just like, eh. And it's really hard for me to get on board with. And this has been like level 20 out of 10 snobby.
Yeah.
To go from a YouTube-read created show to Netflix.
And why?
Like, well, I just, my mind tells me that's like, that's Australian quality TV.
No, it's not.
If it's not as good as Blue Heelers or All Saints.
Mate, it's slightly better than Blue Heelers.
I don't know.
Not as good as All Saints.
Yeah, but somewhere in between.
It's a step down from, it's a couple of steps down from a Country Practice.
Ooh.
Whatever. Other Australian shows.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Okay.
For starters, Cobra Kai is great. Now, season two, if we're talking about 2020, season two was in 2020. And we're in 2021 now, season three dropped, and it is the Netflix season.
Oh, okay.
Right? And it is marketedly better in the sense of they're just like, this reference and this reference and this character from the movies and eat this and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
So what a difference it makes when you buy the rights.
Yeah.
All the rights.
All the rights.
Yeah.
However.
They don't stream them.
Mate, don't even get me started. Okay, so I've been watching Cobra Kai, right? We binged it within a couple of days.
Yeah, weird flex, but okay.
Hey, it is what it is. And it's an alpha move. Yeah. So we binged it in a couple of days, and then I'm like, you know what? Fuck, I want to watch the old Karate Kid movies because I'm loving all these references. And even though Ralph Macchio still can't do karate 50 years later, you know what I mean? Even though he's still terrible at karate and John Kreese is 78 years old, it was still amazing. So I wanted to go back and I wanted to check it out. You would think Netflix having Cobra Kai would probably have the Karate Kid movies, right? Wrong.
Yeah, that just doesn't make sense.
Why would they?
Yeah, why? Why?
Okay, they do. They have the next Karate Kid or the Jaden Smith one, the Karate
yuck.
Kid. It's not the next Karate Kid, but it's the Karate Kid with Jaden Smith and Jackie Chan, the remake.
Yeah.
That's the only fucking Karate Kid movie they have. What is the... Netflix is the type of thing that would have like the third movie in the Terminator franchise and that's it.
Yeah, or Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's fucking weird. Anyway, had Cobra Kai, so that was good.
Okay.
So, but yeah, plenty of other things. Did you watch, you didn't watch The Last Dance, did you?
No.
Netflix documentary.
No. No, the one Bulls. About Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
No, it, oh man, I hate basketball, but I love Michael Jordan.
You just don't have to love basketball to love this thing.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Michael Jordan, just a little known basketball player, so I'm sure that plays like a huge role in the...
It does play a bit of a role.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a focus for a while.
Is he?
Yeah, but like they do really good things because like even though the whole thing centers around Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls, right? Because it's realistically about the Chicago Bulls, you know, final run with that team, they give you like a full episode of Scottie Pippen and a full episode of Dennis Rodman. And like all this sort of stuff. And it's not, you know, it kind of breaks it off. Just honestly, one of the best sports documentaries you will ever see.
And it's not done by ESPN 30 for 30.
It's not a 30 for 30. I think it is done by ESPN.
Oh, okay.
I'm not 100%. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
But it's not a 30 for 30.
You know, but I do love 30 for 30s. They're pretty good.
But these guys, whoever made The Last Dance, and I don't have that info in front of me, man, fuck it. They have a blank check to do whatever they want going forward. Because anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, a couple other things that were really good. Queen's Gambit. Didn't watch it, did you?
Why? What?
No.
About this makes you think I would spend a second
because
watching the Queen's Gambit. Now, isn't this the story of the Queen? But it's like,
are you fake. Insane?
Is this the one?
You're talking about The Crown, you dickhead.
Oh, well, who sounds like the same fucking thing to me.
The Queen's Gambit is about chess.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I'm the fucking idiot. For not watching a TV show about chess.
It's actually, so there were two shows that came out this year, Queen's Gambit, which was about chess, effectively, and Ted Lasso, which was about soccer. And I have zero interest in both.
Wait, are these both Apple Plus?
Ted Lasso is Apple Plus.
Yeah.
Queen's Gambit, I believe, is Netflix.
Okay.
Now, both of them don't give a shit about chess, don't give a shit about soccer, both two of my favorite shows of the year.
Yeah, because you're a fucking loser by the sounds of it.
Well, maybe, but hey, call me a loser who watched some really quality TV in 2020.
Elevator pitch it to me. What will make me swoon for some bishop action?
Oh, mate. Oh, where do I even start? Okay.
Usually,
hey, picture
usually
this.
With a pawn.
Yeah, picture this. Chess.
Yeah, got it.
Usually really boring.
Yeah.
What if we made it ultra fucking stylish, right? And what if we made it seem like it was an ESPN 30 for 30 documentary about chess? It's not.
Oh, okay. You're like, you're hooking me there. I was like, oh, okay.
I figured the only way I'm actually going to get him is if I tell him it's a 30 for 30 doco. Look, just watch it.
Okay.
If you get a chance. Look, I know it's not, you know, it's one of these things that I had absolutely no sort of interest in seeing it. And then we kept looking at it, and then I kept hearing better and better and better things about it. And I went, you know what? I'm watching that goddamn thing. And we smashed it.
Okay. This sounds like it will almost be in the same vein of like a Hannibal.
A similar, TV show. Yeah. It's very, like, where, you know, the style and the cinematography in Hannibal is amazing.
Yeah.
Similar to the Queen's Gambit. Everything is just so super stylish.
All right.
It's like set in the 60s.
Yeah.
I believe.
Oh,
50s
so,
and 60s.
Yeah, that real
That
art
real
deco.
Cool. Yeah, that real, real cool time frame that everyone loves.
Yeah.
But there's just heaps
there was,
to
like,
love.
Shit technology and.
Yeah, no, there's no phones.
Yeah.
No one's got mobile phones. But Anya Taylor-Joy is in it. She's really good.
Okay.
So.
Give it a go.
Anyway.
Yeah. I'll look at it.
I'm through with trying to sell you on this, man. Just go see it. I'll tell you what, though. As good as 2020 was for TV, there was some fucking shit, wasn't
there? Enlighten me.
Space Force. You enlighten me because you watched Space Force.
Fuck.
A third thing you watched this year.
Yeah, okay. Good point.
Yeah.
I can't believe... You know, I'm one of these people, right, that if I invest my time into the TV show, I'm going to watch all of the TV show.
Yeah.
Space Force was just, it's kind of like going to a park and you step in dog shit and you're just like, well, look, I can just scrape that off. And then you take another step, but you stepped into another piece of dog shit. And you're like, well, I guess this is just the day, isn't
it? Are you like Sideshow Bob?
Yeah.
With the rakes. That's what Space Force is to you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It was just fucking terrible.
Terrible.
Can't even fucking talk.
Yeah.
So it was a really, really crap show. Like I can't even fathom the words that go with it, because one of the biggest turn off for me for that TV show was Steve Carell's fake voice.
Yeah.
That he used throughout the whole thing.
2020 was a year for people making weird voice choices.
I don't know why.
Hubie Halloween? Adam Sandler?
Oh
fuck it. As soon as I saw the trailer for that,
yeah,
and the voice that he decided to,
no,
to pick,
thank
I'm
you.
Like, no.
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 I think-
Not doing that.
Adam Sandler got paid like $20
million. $1,000 million.
Yeah. To do like five movies.
Yep.
What did Netflix see in this dude? What
people
dirt does he have on Netflix?
He's got photos of like the CEO of Netflix in compromising positions.
Yeah, he must fucking do.
It's like, you'll give me this deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I will make you terrible movies.
I'm going to make the shittest movies that I can.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's move on then.
Yeah.
All right, Space Force, terrible. There were other terrible things. Did you ever watch, just quickly, because I know you carried along on The Walking Dead, the final season, or the season 10 into the final season. Did you watch The Walking Dead, The World Beyond?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I
Tell me about it.
Oh, boy. I have... I've never hate watched the show before until 2020.
The year of the hate watch.
Yeah, this is a really, really hard show to even like a single thing about it.
Yeah.
Imagine a zombie apocalypse show where the main cast too scared to kill zombies for like the first four episodes.
So what do they do? Just run?
Yes. Oh. Imagine that. Imagine building a world like The Walking Dead, and this is The Walking Dead, I think, 10 years on or 20 years on.
Yeah.
So society's starting to rebuild.
How have the zombies not died out?
I have no
idea.
Riddle
me this. There's not enough people in the world.
You may be wrong.
You may be wrong.
I would think.
It's an unsolved mystery.
Yeah. Someone call them up.
Someone tell that guy.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's, nothing about the show is good.
Yeah.
And I've genuinely given up on it. And for me, that is.
I don't
know
how you got that many episodes in.
Because it was something that I'd put on just in the background.
Sure.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
And it would be like a late night show, and I'd just watch it while I'm working or something like that. And it was dangerous because the shit was putting me to sleep.
Yeah. I watched an episode, and I said, not for me.
Nah.
No, thank you.
Nah, nothing about it is alluring at all.
No.
I mean, the zombies look great, like they always do, because it's The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
But it's like we have a budget, and we might show you three of them.
Ugh.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's a budget constraint.
Then why make the show?
I don't know.
Why do it? It's and just it, well, a cash grab to kind of,
well,
you
to
know.
Be fair, Amazon's not short of money.
True. But if that's the case, then how is it a budgetary concern?
I don't know. It's just crap.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyway, super quick hit or shit, Tiger King. What'd you think?
Oh, mate, I loved it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like the trashiest shit I've ever seen in my life. And it kind of ruled the first couple of months of 2020.
Yeah.
So, Carol Baskins.
Yeah, it was a big thing. It was like it just fully just jammed itself into the zeitgeist.
Totally did.
It was, and then just
it
fucking everywhere.
As quick as it came.
It did. I think COVID had a big sort of thing to do with that, because I think it sort of hit like either right, like when it first started to happen, or maybe before.
Maybe like fractionally before. Yeah, like this might have even been a 2019 thing.
No, it was 2020 for sure.
Was it?
Yeah. I promise you.
Okay.
It was early 2020. So I think it might have been before, like it all sort of kicked off, and everyone was talking about it. Then it's like, oh, fucking coronavirus. We'll talk about that instead of fucking Tiger King, and it kind of died out.
It's a shame.
It's a shame. I never finished it.
What?
Yeah, I know. I watched a few episodes, and I'm like, this is kind of really trashy. It's good, but it's really trashy. But I wanted to be better.
Wow. I want you to be better.
So I watched other things.
You know what? It's a really interesting thing, because like it changed the way Netflix really works, because it came out and Netflix went and did a special for it.
Yeah. Which apparently was rat shit.
Yeah, well, it was. You can tell it was kind of done all throughout the whole COVID type of thing.
Yeah.
So everyone's like filmed on iPhones and shit like that. To be fair, they for what it is, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Considering how they did it. But that's the first time I've ever seen Netflix do something like that, where it's such a cultural sensation that they go, well, let's do a special.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I guess that brings me to the next thing that I'll just quickly touch on. Quarantine specials. Hit or shit.
What are these?
Basically the shows where they've all come back together, like Parks and Recreation did one. You know, like all the cast members.
I hate these.
You hate these.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, these are nah.
Not a fan.
Nah, these are worse than COVID, man.
Oh.
Like, ouch. The one that like really I hated was the Office kind of get together.
Yeah, okay.
Where it was all like Zoom window. Oh, man, I'm just over fucking Zoom windows.
Yeah.
To be honest. Everywhere you look, there's a Zoom window. And to be honest, we'll probably do about 28,000 episodes over Zoom, but
we might have to.
The thing is, I know it's supposed to bring the world together and it's supposed to be very humbling and shit like that.
Yep.
Nah. I just saw that and I was like, not everyone got on board.
Yeah.
So why am I going to get on board? Nah.
That's fair. At least it wasn't as bad as the Gal Gadot Imagine.
Oh, mate.
Fiasco.
That should have been foreshadowing for Wonder Woman.
That's odd. Maybe. We should have known then.
Yeah. Something was up.
All right. Well, that brings me into my next thing. And I know pretty much what you're going to say. And that's, I didn't see anything. But 2020, the year in film. Hit or shit.
What actually came out?
Oh, look, heaps.
I know heaps came out, but what would have came out that I would have been on my radar? Honestly.
I don't know. Nothing. Harley Quinn back in the day. Wonder Woman 84.
Okay, yeah.
Tenet. But
oh, I guess that came out on Christmas Day.
And yeah.
We all watched it legally.
I did.
Yes.
I actually did. I swear to God. I'm one of the few people that actually watched Wonder Woman 84 in a cinema.
You and I, Wink, would have been the only ones who contributed legally to the international box office.
Yeah, probably. Hey, anyway, there were a lot of things that came out, but I guess, so obviously with coronavirus and you know, the impact that it's had worldwide and especially on the film and television industry and stuff like that, we've had situations where movie theater chains have effectively almost had to close their doors, and some have closed their doors, and some are still continuing. And they've managed to continue through showing like older classics and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, like we've had it pretty good where we are as far as, you know, lockdowns and all that sort of go, especially where we are in particular. So we haven't really been affected as much as, say, the UK or the USA have and stuff like that. So there are situations where they can't even like leave their house to go and do anything. So for them to finally be able to get out and see a movie and, you know, for the first time in God knows how long would have been an absolutely massive thing. Not so much for us here, but it was still good to like go back, even if that first movie back was Wonder Woman 84, which was fine.
Good enough.
It was fine.
You know what? It reminded me, here's my 2-second review of that movie. It reminded me of the classic Superman movies, and take from that what you will.
Well,
and it was supposed to be like that.
And that's the argument for it, is that it was genuinely supposed to kind of be playing on the tropes of those 80s movies and stuff like that. But it's just a movie set in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Doesn't mean shit has to be cheesy or has to be, you know, like you have to have terrible dialogue. Or just because it's set in the 80s, your CGI has to be...
from the 80s.
Like, from the 80s, which, you know, I don't understand. I didn't hate the movie at all.
No, I thought the movie was fine.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a passable movie, but it should have been so much fucking better.
I saw something today that it has got... Let me put this into perspective for you, like how the world rates movies.
Yeah.
It has got, I believe, the same Rotten Tomatoes and same audience score as Man of Steel.
No, I think it's less. It's now the worst reviewed DC movie, I'm sure.
You sure?
Worse than Suicide Squad.
It wasn't that bad.
I'm pretty sure it's like that. Harley Quinn, the fucking Emancipation of whatever it was and who's its name. That has a better Rotten Tomatoes rating than Wonder Woman 84.
I might have to watch that.
Look, another movie I didn't hate. It was just a movie.
Yeah.
That's basically all I can say about it. Nothing spectacular. They would have been better off just saying, hey, it's Harley Quinn and also there's some other people in it, sort of. Not trying to make it like it's Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey or whatever.
Yeah.
Let me just give you this quick rundown. This will tell you exactly how dire straits the world was for movies. These are the highest grossing US films of 2020. I'll start with number 10, which is Wonder Woman 1984. Now, these are movies, like the first three that I'll mention are still in cinemas.
Okay.
Number 9, The Croods, A New Age. Yep. Number 8 is Tenet, which is, you know, fine.
Man, I feel like that movie's been in cinemas for like a year.
It has.
Yeah.
What's it going to do? There's nothing to compete against.
No, I guess
it
so.
May as well just stay there. 7, Onward. 6, The Call of the Wild with Harrison Ford and the CGI dogs.
Oh, wow.
5, The Invisible Man. 4, Doolittle.
What?
Yeah. Doolittle.
The
Robert Downey Jr. Doolittle.
The one that has been like panned.
Yes. It's the fourth highest grossing US film.
Amazing.
Three is Birds of Prey. Two is Sonic the Hedgehog. And number one, Bad Boys for Life.
Man, all of the movies that you just said are all available basically on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
To watch for free.
Yeah.
Well, I say free as part of the membership.
Just keep in mind that is I believe it might be just domestic in the US.
Oh, okay.
Even worldwide. I believe worldwide is either Bad Boys for Life or Sonic.
Yeah.
One of those two. So, you know, 2020 has been tough because I've watched Sonic.
How was it?
A thing.
Yeah, okay.
That existed. Bad Boys for Life.
Fat Martin liked. Lawrence.
Fat Martin Lawrence. You got to love Fat Martin Lawrence.
I guess.
And you just got to love 68-year-old Will Smith.
Who still looks amazing.
He does look amazing. You can't fault him. But when he's going like mano a mano with like a 20-year-old fucking, you know, ninja man, you're kind of like, not true.
Can't happen,
not
mate.
Not true. All right. So very quickly, 2020 in social media, Zoom, you kind of touched on it before.
Oh, yeah.
Hit or shit.
You know what? I feel... For fucking Skype. Like, Skype's over here.
Like, just, hey, guys.
Yeah, guys, we fucking started this, and Zoom's just like, oh, we'll just copy what they do.
But we'll give you, like, 9 panels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Backgrounds.
I use Zoom every day of my fucking life.
Yeah. So then it's got to be a hit, right?
Yeah. It's a... You
it
know
brought
what?
The world together.
No, no, no.
Could have had Imagine with Gal Gadot if we didn't have Zoom?
You know what? You sold me. It's a hit.
Okay.
Just on that.
What about now? I know. TikTok has been around for a few years now, but 2020 was really the year that it exploded. And every man and his dog was on TikTok. And everyone was like doing stupid TikTok dances that I just don't understand because like I'm old,
yeah,
I guess.
Man, TikTok's not for me.
You know, I'm like sitting on my porch like just... swinging my fist, just saying, get off my
but
lawn.
But someone's like, TikTok juice, so it's just like on replay over and over.
Yeah. I say bring back Vine.
Vine, yeah.
If you want to do cool short things.
Do Vine.
Do
and
Vine.
What was it? It was like 6 seconds was the limit.
Yeah, or something. It was
and you had to be
less.
More creative. I remember Vine was actually very, very creative, and it was potential like competitor to fucking YouTube for 6-second videos.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to it.
They fucking sold it for a... $1 jillion
to Twitter, I think,
to someone,
yeah,
and you know, it became TikTok probably. But anyway, all you TikTok users, China has all your data now,
yeah.
So good for you,
deal with that.
And them, I'm gonna say shit for that anyway,
yeah,
because
I fucking
hate
it.
TikTok,
yeah, it's the worst platform I've ever seen.
The worst,
the worst,
worse than was it Quibi? Was it
what?
I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it. It was like a TV streaming thing, and it had like its all original content, and it came and went in 2020.
Wow, didn't even hear of it.
Yeah, it's like Quibi or something like that.
Wow, there you go.
I never even like it wasn't around long enough for me to learn its name.
There you go.
So there's that.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. to Quibi. Someone tell me how you say it. I don't know. All right, last thing that we're going to talk about because this is kind of the reason why we're back.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, straight to streaming movies. So, HBO Max has plans to, like, you know, going forward just to bring their movies straight to streaming and coincide with a theatrical release as well. Wonder Woman did the same thing.
Yes.
So, they did that as well. Mulan did it earlier in the year. Basically, you could just pay a premium fee and watch it directly. You know, straight away rather than watching it in the cinemas and stuff like that. How do you feel about that, first of all? Hit or shit?
You know what? It is a really interesting thing because I thought to myself, hey, I could watch Wonder Woman in my bed.
Whoa.
At home.
Whoa.
What version you're watching, man? No, I had
the
option.
The one where the guy gets raped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we're not even going to touch on that.
Came
the
out.
One that came out to the theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking weird.
Where they just straight up just raped a guy.
Yep. But women empowerment.
Hey, it is what it is. It's an alpha move.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely was.
Alpha move by Patty Jenkins. She's just like, you know what? Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking this back.
And now I'm taking Rogue Squadron. I think it's really quite an interesting way to watch your movie, because the thing is, you do lose that movie experience.
Yeah.
Which I think really makes or breaks a movie, because if you go to the movies and you watch it with the surround sound, the nice cold air conditioning, the food, the drinks.
You think about when we watched Avengers Infinity War as an example.
Imagine watching that on your TV at home.
Which I have done, but it's just not the same.
It's not the same. Yeah. Like, you don't get the rumbles, you don't get the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. It's the atmosphere. You don't have that atmosphere.
Yeah.
So a movie that could be amazing becomes average at home.
Yeah. And I think at home there's too many distractions.
Yeah.
As well. Like, you can just, you know, it's so easy to just pick up your phone and just start looking, or, you know, you just pause it for a bit and you'll go and do, you know, something over here, or,
absolutely,
you know, go get yourself a snack or whatever it is. I like the idea of, like, you know, sometimes, like, people are busy and they can't get to the cinemas, or they've got, like, you know, a whole bunch of kids. They've got like 30 kids, and like, going to the cinemas is like $1 million and you just can't do it. But, you know, you can pay $30 and you can sit them all in front of a TV,
totally,
and just go, here, watch this thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's definitely benefits to it. But I think you're right in the sense, like, it just takes away from, you know, the whole movie-going experience, which is something that cannot be replicated at home.
Unless you've got an amazing system. Yeah. Like, you've got a fucking home cinema that's dedicated to, like, replicating that experience.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think the real answer to that would be, like, pick your battle with that the type of movie that...
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what would you sacrifice to watch at home?
How do you mean sacrifice?
Like, what movie would you sacrifice?
A comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd watch a comedy
at home. You wouldn't watch a big action movie. If you had the option to watch a big action movie at the cinemas, I'd take that every time.
Yeah, absolutely. I would too. We're agreed.
Yeah.
Undecided.
But no, I do love the whole thing of, like, watching at home whenever you want as well, because I'd love to go to the cinema, watch my big blockbuster, and come home and maybe we rewatch it in my own time.
Just giving people the options.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's smart. And HBO have, like, things in place, because obviously, you know, people are saying, oh, it's going to kill cinema, or it's going to, like, you know, people will be so out of pocket and stuff like that. They're trying to make it work. And I think it's smart.
It also goes to show how much cinemas have been rorting people for decades.
Absolutely.
Centuries, I would say.
Centuries.
Millennia.
Since the dawn of time.
Yeah.
When they were watching things on the rock walls. They were, like, charging them $30 for a large popcorn and drink. But the whole reason why I bring that up is, obviously, the real reason that we're back is because of the announcement of the Snyder Cut making its way to HBO Max in 2021. So it was officially announced in 2020 that the Snyder Cut is happening. It's done. The movie that was done is just, like, it's done. He hasn't had to do a single thing to it. It was all there, ready to go. His vision. Anyway.
But my vision changed.
But my vision changed, and here's, like, 30 hours more footage, and I also need $75 million more dollars.
Yeah. And they gave it to him. Yeah, because it was originally 30. And said, hey, man, you want some more? Yeah.
You want more money?
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then you got Ray Fisher throwing fucking yellow flags all over the place.
And now Ray Fisher's not in fucking the Flash movie anymore. It's like, I understand you've got to stand up for nonsense.
Yeah.
Right? You have to take a stand. But you just shat your way out of a job.
Mate, especially with Zack Snyder saying, like, Cyborg is such a huge component of what's going on in his Snyder Cut.
Yeah.
And here he is over there running his mouth. I can just imagine Zack Snyder going, you fucking idiot.
Shut up, man.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
I'm going to need another $30 million to replace you.
I think that, you know, this is probably one of the biggest announcements from 2020. I'll give it that, because
absolutely,
this is the thing that it was a movement, something that was coming since Justice League was released in fucking 2017 or whenever it was.
And I remember you laughed at those 12 people who
I did laugh at them. I laughed so hard.
Like, protesting outside of Warner Brothers. And
they
now
proved me wrong.
They're
all 12
laughing at
of
you.
Them. They're laughing at me.
Yeah.
You're this idiot. Now we're going to get a Snyder Cut. How are we going to get it? Don't know. What's it going to look like? Who knows? 4 hours long? Fuck it. Let's do it.
I'll take it. I'll take an 8-hour cut.
It probably will be an 8-hour cut.
I reckon they
will. It's
going to
be 4 hours of slow motion, so it'll feel like it's 8 hours.
Yeah.
and it's 4 1-hour episodes, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
With a movie at the end.
But then they'll do a Snyder Cut complete movie.
It wouldn't surprise me.
And then, you know, they'll make it like the 4-hour version that you can watch in one complete sitting.
The director's cut of the Snyder Cut.
The Snyder Cut.
Yeah. Fuck, it'll be 6 hours long minimum.
So yeah, basically the whole thing that went down is we kind of made a thing. We kind of said, hey, if the Snyder Cut gets, you know, if it gets green lit, if they announce that it's happening, Comic Confidential will come back.
And
fucking happened.
It happened. How many times did I get reminded? 100,000 times. Thank you to everyone who listens to the original podcast. If they ever say bullying doesn't achieve anything,
wrong.
Wrong.
It does. It does. You got this show back on the air.
And it's an absolute alpha move.
Isn't it? Mate, that's pretty much it. 2020 as a whole. It was shit.
We're fucking back.
We're back. Look, that is going to do it for another week, though. We'll be back next week with another episode. Who's going to host it? You don't know.
Yeah, that's a surprise,
isn't
it? That's
a surprise. And maybe it'll be a surprise every week.
Probably.
Is that because we don't know?
100%.
Absolutely it is. But yes, as we did mention earlier at the top of the show, you'll have it'll be a rotating door, I guess, of guests. A round robin of who's going to host which week. I'll be here sometimes. Yeah. You'll be here.
Once. This is my only episode.
This is the only time. we will be back next week. In the meantime, hey, subscribe.
Tell a friend we're back.
Actually,
that's the best thing you can do.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this and you're like, oh my God, those dickheads are back, bring it on.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, do you like dickheads?
Mm.
Do you like dickheads who talk about pop culture stuff?
Yep.
Do you like dickheads who put comic in the title of their show and
barely talk about comics? It's ironic.
We're doing it because it's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, tell them.
Yeah. Let them know.
But that's, you know, also, we still have the Comic Confidential listener community on Facebook.
Happening. That's still there. That's going to get a new breath of life brought into it.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll get that up and running. And who knows? We might do some live events.
What do you mean up and running? It is running.
Well, no, it's shut down, man.
What have I been posting in?
I don't know. But, you know, we might look at doing some live events, stuff like that. So, all over Zoom, my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
And get everyone on board.
That's right. And, hey, if you want to send us an email. ccradio@gmail.com. It still exists.
Is that it? Or is it Comic-Con
Pod? No, it's CCRadio.
No, I'm pretty sure it's ComicConPod@gmail, isn't it?
ComicConPod@gmail.com.
No, I believe that's it.
All right.
Someone let us know.
Hey, look, if you know what our email is, let us know. But that is it. This has been Comic Confidential, the first show back of 2021. We're back, baby. I'm Troy.
I'm Cade.
We'll see you next week.
Cheers.